Hey friends, Ashton here. Welcome back to another episode of Good, True, and Beautiful. It has been too long, but we're here. We're doing this. Super grateful to get to be behind the microphone today. It's been a while. I've missed this space, and I hope you and yours have been doing well. They say the fall has begun, like somewhere, some meteorologist said the fall is here. No, at least not where I'm at. If it's still 99 degrees, that's not the fall. But y'all know that when autumn, when she shows up, when the teacher starts teaching, student is ready. So, and for those of y'all that have never been here before, that's me. That's my code for saying I love the fall. It has been my teacher from the youngest age I can remember. My first mystical moment was in the midst of the fall at a very young age. So I'm excited. And anyway, whatever the fall is putting down, I'm picking up. So today's podcast, we have a point here, right? Yes, we do. Today, I wanted to just share an idea. We may be in and out of here in just a few minutes, but I want to share this idea called It Can Stop. And this phrase, recently, I came across it reading, and it was a sentence in a book. And it was one of those lightning bolt moments where I thought to myself, that's helpful. That can be a mantra. That's new. That's actually very old. It's probably ancient, but it's new to me. Let's run with that. And the phrase is, it can stop. So, why this phrase? Why is it important, Ashton? Help me. Where are we going here? So, this is my point for this cast today. Life is busy. Life is full. Life is chaotic. Life can be complicated. We've got this exterior life of space and place, time and things, people, places, the nouns of our lives. It's packed. And then we also have the interior world. And the interior world is basically the lens by which we view the nouns of our lives, the people, the places, the things, the calendar, the time, the space. And I have found that practically all of my suffering that I experience in the midst of the people, places, and things in my life originates on the inside. It's not the people, places, time, and things. It's my narrative, the storyline, the rules I've written, the rules I've been handed, and so forth. And I just wanted to say today that when it comes to the interior landscape, the mental models, the lines we've drawn, our assumptions, the conclusions, the non-negotiable conclusions, it can stop. That whole thing, it can stop. And that's very freeing. Matter of fact, the sentence, when I read it, it was so liberating. There was, in that moment, there was a few things that I didn't even know were these whispers that had become screams within my psyche, into my bones, into the cells of my being. There were eyes that I was seeing the world with that I wasn't very proud of, it can stop. It can stop. And so I don't know where you are today. I don't even know if this is a helpful phrase for you. But this mantra to me is helpful because what it does is it doesn't drag on the suffering. The suffering doesn't have to drag on. This is the good news of the phrase, it can stop. When we change the way we look at things, the things we look at, they start to change. The nouns, the people, the places, the things. I mean, just think about that right now. Like, open up your phone, hit today on your calendar, and look at all that that you have to go do. And so you got the people, places, things, you've got the time and space, you've got all that. And then you bring in the, I am what I do, I am what I have, I am what others think or say about me. That can stop. But Ashton, you don't understand. I do this thing in the world, and because I do that, that means that I have this, and because I have that, that means I am this. Hey, yeah, good news. That can stop. It can stop. And when it stops, a peace emerges. Because what happens when the voices inside stop, when the narrative stops, when the storytelling stops, when playing the victim stops, there's a peace that emerges. And I really believe that those earliest moments that we start to emerge in our worlds with a new consciousness, it is at that, it's right there at that peaceful place that you are learning how to move, how to engage the time and space of your life via your essence. Okay, Ashton, that's some woo-woo language. Help me there. You are then moving and engaging your world, your people, your places, your time, and your space. When I say you're engaging it via your essence, you are now intersecting the world of form via your formlessness, i.e., your soul, i.e., who you are hidden in God, i.e., the you that can never die. The you that always has been and always will be. The you that is not time bound. The you that what do you have? Well, the you that goes, I have everything. Nothing's missing. How could anything be missing? I've been given everything. The you that says, but this doing dialogue, yeah, I don't have to do anything. I am. And so here we are, right? We're navigating, we're moving into the fall, the school year's begun for a lot of us. And I just wanted to invite you to consider whatever it is that's whispering within you that may be on the verge of becoming a scream. The noise, the fear, the constant overwhelming thinking, the complicated language within you, the chaotic language within you, the borders you've drawn, the votes you've cast for right and for wrong, for good, for bad. It can all stop. And when it does, your hand opens. You leave this close-fisted stance towards life, and flow begins. Flow begins. And flow's been there the whole time, by the way. But now you are aligned with it. Now life is no longer happening to you, life is happening for you. Now you no longer have to build the river, you just step in the river. And you see where it takes you. So there's a myriad of form of thoughts. We could be here all day thinking about these things that grab us. The narratives, the story, the overwhelming, complicated, confusion thinking. Good news today, friends, is this. It can stop. And that's and really, that's all you have to say. Today that stops. Not doing that today. It's not helpful. You open your hands, you let go. We also call this surrender, the great allowing, and flow begins. So may you embrace the stop button. May you, as you navigate the people, places, and things of your world, may you engage it with fresh new eyes. Stop the chatter on the inside and allow that enchanted world that has always been there to sing back to you your place within it. Namaste. Till next time.